We were dealing with a subject of Yisurim. We got involved in discussing the Chira, and with that we went into Adam. We went into dealing with of the Akedah, and we saw the Chasam Sofer explain the Akedah in macrocosmic terms, in terms of we saw there were two main jobs of Klal Yisrael. The one is the personal inner job of building a relationship with Hashem. The other one is taking that relationship and spreading out the knowledge of Hashem to the whole world. When Avram was taking Yitzchok to the Akedah, he took with Yishmael and Eliezer, because he thought they were shaykh to it. He thought he was, even though he spent a lot of time, Avram Avinu, building his own personal connection with Hashem, but he felt that the time was right to do the Tikkun Olam B'Malkut Shakai. Yishmael and Eliezer represented the whole Jewish world, and he felt that it was right to bring them along, because that could have been the final Tikkun. When he saw that they couldn't see the mountain, they couldn't see the cloud of the mountain, that means they weren't prepared to go through the darkness, the suffering, the serious nefesh for the relationship with Hashem, he realized that they're not ready for it, and therefore he has to go to the mountain of Yitzhak, build the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then come back afterwards, Shvu Poi Machamo, and we'll come back to you later. We'll come back and pick you up afterwards, after the Golus. So that's the Tekufa we're in. And then we said that the Nesoina of the Akedah, because we're in the middle of a paragraph here, the Nesoina of the Akedah was a complete transcendence of the physical world. At the Akedah, Klal Yisrael, through Avraham and Yitzhak particularly, got the ability to transcend nature and to not live in this world, even though it looks like we're living in this world, but to be completely transcendent. And that's, we ended off just an important thought. That is, when someone's in the middle of an Nisoyed, he doesn't necessarily recognize that in that Nisoyed. So he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that this is all just an act, and that Yitzhak's going to get up off the Akedah, off the Mizbach afterwards, and they're all going to go home and live happily ever after. He thought, Avraham Avinu thought that was Mamashut. That was everything he thought he was going to do, and Yitzhak, they were going to build Klal Yisrael, they were going to do, and all the Nevuah and all the prophecies he had about what was going to be, that's all about to end. For whatever reason, he didn't understand, he didn't know. But he went ahead with it anyway, not knowing that there was going to be any good news here afterwards. So that's where we got up to yesterday. I'm on Resh Chav Vav, three paragraphs from the bottom, just past the halfway mark. So we're at the point where they're just about to do the Maaseh Akedah, not the actual binding I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Maaseh Shechita. Berega ze yisaru shnei me'al mareches ha-teva v'choyme. That moment, they went beyond, they transcended above the natural order and the physicality of the world. And v'giyo le'tachlis nekudus ha-bechira, they got to the etzim point of bechira was. It means they touched the inner core of who they were. V'avchu liyos b'nei olam haba. They became b'nei olam haba, kilo enim shaykhim klal olam hazeh. They had no shaykhs to this world whatsoever. Yitzchok Avinu particularly, we'll see, because that's me focusing on here. L'achar shebizman ha-kedah pocho nishmose, omod v'berach mechaya ha-meisim k'muvah b'chazal. Chazal tell us that Yitzchok, his neshama went out of his guf, and then it came back again, which was a type of tefillas ha-meisim, and he made the brocha mechaya ha-meisim. His whole life after the Akedah was living in the Tekufa, Tchias HaMeisim. Interestingly enough, there's no shaykhs to this world whatsoever. What's Yitzchok's name? Yitzchok's name is Keitz Chai. That means he has Keitz, he has the end of his life. He carries on living. Keitz Chai. He lives in death. He carries on living even though he's died. Chaim shel Yitzchok hem la'achar ha-keitz. Yitzchok's life is after the keitz. Chaim shel la'achar ha-moves v'hu einu ben olam hazeh ela ben olam haba. He's living in olam haba, in this world. I don't understand what that means. That's not a subject, but that's the world. The world is he's undergone Tchias HaMeisim already. V'chein miyad la'ach ha'maisa ha'keda, yiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. After the Maisa HaKeda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu, Kiyan Asher Asisa Yisad Avazeh, V'lo Chastach Tez Bincha Yisichitcha, Ki Varecha Varechacha V'abe Abe Zarechacha, K'vore Shmai V'kachol Asher Asfas Hayam, V'yerish Zareche Shar Rivoch. That's when Hashem gives Avram that unbelievable bracha, and we know it, we say it in the Kedah every morning, and heaven. Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me now? Yep, okay, thumbs up. Okay, sorry, I don't want to happen. We just kind of got disconnected and that went a bit wonky. Okay, sorry about that. The mashmois of this bracha that Hashem gave Abraham after the Akeda is like this. Da'alecha ki ma'ata atav ozrecha chirecha einchem ken ba'olam hazeh. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, from now on in, you and your children, your descendants, are not going to be Olam Haba next. What does that mean? Atem na'alim u'dalim mikol umos. You are elevated and separated completely from the rest of the human race. V'kan ve'ela k'nitem es Hashem Yisrael. You've now acquired the name Yisrael. It'll only really have its final chalois by Yaakov when he beats the Sarah Beisav, and then he's called Yisrael. But the name Yisrael is now Shaykh to Abraham and his descendants. Yochutchem hu b'kach kasher atem oilim. Your uniqueness, listen to this, your uniqueness is that when you go up, atem oilim ad l'rakia. When you go up all the way to the heavens. That's the kechochay ha-shamayim. U'kashem yoidim chas v'chalila. But when you go down, atem yoidim ad l'toib. You go lower than anyone else. No one can go lower than a yid. Your descendants, if they're oilim, if they do what they're supposed to do, they will be higher than the stars. They'll be up in the shemaim, in the rakia. There's no limit to how a yid can go. They have no limitations, no physical limitations. We're not limited by the parameters of the physical world anymore. And therefore you can go anywhere in Yuchnias. But if they don't go up, and Yodu le Tohoim, you can chol asher al sfasayam. Chol hanosun le mirmas kol adam. What's the marshal of the kachol ayam? The kachol ayam is anybody can trample on it. You become hefter. The sand on the beach is pretty much its public property, and people cook on it and trample on it. And we were matzav sheful yorud yosem mikolomais. When we fall lower than all the nations. Kem einum shaychin l'olam hazeh. We're not shaych to olam hazeh. Masiba zu yavo alein yisurim v'ayim yitkalu b'kishim rabim. Shem ratosam l'natek otam min achoyme. When we start getting caught up in the choyme, when we start getting caught up in the world that's not our world, and we start being driven by a passion and a desire for this world, doesn't mean you can't enjoy this world. But the only enjoyment you get from this world is when it's aimed at the Ruchnias, for sure. But when we start getting caught up in the Choymer, for the Choymer is the side, then the Yisurim come to detach us from that connection. If we don't know how to detach ourselves from Olam Hazeh using our own seichel, our own koiches, as Yom Ha'umasayle v'initako isam, or sheyivio yusurim v'initako isam, either the goyim will come and will detach you, they'll remind you who you really are, or yusurim in other forms will come and will detach you from your wrong path that you're on. Umtzele lamdim kikol mi shezochel yoyis nimno al bnei Avram v'yitzok. Anybody, it comes out, anybody who is counted amongst those people called the children of Avram and Yitzhak, you can't detach yourself from the enormous merit of having this deep relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, or either he understands for himself that that's what he's supposed to do, light, every day, a little bit more, getting closer and closer, more like Hashem, more doimel Hashem, to build that relationship. Either understands it for himself, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of it, that he'll somehow get there. So that's why Ubechat Ubechaim, it's always better to do it the free will way, because that's much more pleasant than going the other way. So that's the beginnings of understanding. That bracha that Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu is the shoresh of beginning to understand a little bit the shoresh of Yisurim. Yisurim don't just come stub. We have a job to do. We have a mitzias. We're a mitzias. It's not something that you can walk away from. We live after we die. You see that also in Yaakov to a certain extent, where Yaakov's holding on to Esav's heel. That means when Esav ends, that's where we begin. Klal Yisrael has nothing to do with Esav Lemaisa. We start where he finishes. If you start when he finishes, you have nothing to do with each other. His world and our world are two completely different worlds. And Shaykh Lezer. The difficulty is we're not allowed to leave Olam Hazeh and go live on some mountain or whatever and live on Olam HaBikalaf. That's not what we were given. That's not our job. We were given a much more complicated job. We were given the job of being in this world, involved in this world, not for this world, for Olam Haba. It means you have to live in Olam Haba in this world, not live in Olam Haba in Olam Haba, that anyone can do. To be spiritual on a mountain somewhere on your own where you have no responsibilities to anybody, you have no connection to the physical world, that you can do. The Goyish world has to do that. Anybody in the Goyish world who wants to have some Shaykh to Ruchnes has to minatek, completely. We're not allowed to do that. There was Avraham Avinu's Chiddush. Is we have to take the physical world and bring it with into Olam Haba. You have to use that world properly. So that's much more challenging. That's much more difficult. To be holy and frum on Yom Kippur is not so difficult. To do the same thing or even a higher thing on Purim, that's much more difficult because you're involved in the Chomeres. So that we have to see. But that is Lamaisa, the struggle that the Jew, and that came about as a result of the Akedah, Ketz Chai. We live after we die. We're already in a whole new world, in a new dimension. So when we're up, we're up, and when we're down, oh, we're down, very, very low. And you see that when Yidden, there's no one can compare to our elite echelons of spiritual giants. No one. And yet when we plunge, there's nothing worse. Rahmana Litzlan. So that's the vote. Either you do it yourself and you get the message, or Hashem will bring about ways for us to get the message, both as a klal and as a prat. This idea that the name Yisrael obligates a dveikus, whatever that means, with Hashem, or in a good way, or the opposite. Either you do it because you have a desire to do it, or the opposite way you'll do it. We see this clearly in the Maisa of the Akedah. And then what seems Shnei Inyonim but Parshas Akedah, two amazing things about the Akedah, which I never noticed until he pointed this out to us. Inyonim Shalom Ne'emru La'Vaseinu Kedoshim Avram V'Yitzhak La'Soysom. Two things that Avram and Yitzhak did that they weren't told to do. They did it themselves. They volunteered something at the Akedah, something they weren't obligated to do. And it's dafka shnei dvarim elu niskorim v'na kodesh boruch v'mais Akedah. It's dafka those two things that are the highlights of the Akedah. Unbelievable. Kodesh boruch lo ima lavin revinu lo okedes Yitzchok. Hashem never told Yitzchok, Avram, to tie Yitzchok. He wasn't part of the tzivoy. Lo v'Yitzchok, I'm only v'keshm aviv, ovo b'chu ani. וחוששני שמא יזעזע גופי מפחד של סכין ועצרחו ושמא תפסול השחיטה ולא תעלה לך לקורבן. I'm worried, I'm young, I'm worried when I see the knife coming to my throat, I'm gonna maybe get a bit nervous and I'm gonna move and I'm gonna puzzle the korban, the shita won't be a good shita. Ela kaftani yofi yofi, tie me down very well. Midrash precious rubber. But Yitzhak, you know this, Yitzhak was scared that he would puzzle the korban somehow. He's coming a korban oila, he wants to be kosher the well, and but he's scared he's gonna zaz. You see a knife coming towards you, I don't care how much of a big bomb the bach, you know, there are certain reflexes a person has, and he was scared that he would move. Not scared that he was gonna get shechted, he was scared that he was gonna zaz or whatever. So he asked him, please to tie him down. That wasn't part of the tzibur. Yitzhak and Rav Tzav Kol Libo Ev Nafshel Im Soiz Nafshel Hashem Yisparach B'mai Sakeda Achu Yodeh Ki Sof Sof Aguf Hu Mugbal V'nei Tel Achoyma. He wanted with all these desires to give up his life, to be an oiler, but he knows that the goof has its own dynamic. Because Shigir is a sakin is dazer, when he sees the naf, he's gonna move a bit. So therefore he asked his father, Lakuris Aguf Kadesh Shilo Yafriya Lo Lomili Ratzon Hashem. Please tie me down. Said, I don't do anything to mefriya the Ratzon Hashem. So that was the Akeda. We call it the Akeda, but that wasn't one of the Tzivuim. The Kamor Kain, Lava Ravina, Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Bekish Meshchot Esayil, Tachas Yitzhak Benoi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell Avram to shech the ram, Tachas Yitzhak. Ach lachri Kodesh Baruch Hu Elohim, Al Tishlach Es Yadcha, Alana, Lo Nacha Daito Shlama Ravina, Ad Shemotze Esayil, Vekiu Vitachas Yitzhak Benoi. Avram Avinu couldn't settle down until he found the aisle, Meshechted it, Tachas Yitzchok. Those were the two things that are mamash, the highlights of the Akeid, the things that we mamash remember more than anything. Those are the things we keep repeating about the Akeidah. Reishi is Hamaisa Kuna Mugdo B'Chazal Kamaisa Akeidah. When we're talking about the Akeidah, the binding of Yitzchok, that was the big deal, yeah? It's a small detail. Many, many big things going on here at the Akeidah. And yet, well, how do we remember this thing? The Akeidah, the binding of Yitzhak. Binding of Yitzhak was a very small part of the whole story. Lichaira. The Monotri Lichaira Akeidah loa isa al pitziva Hashem. The Yosim Gach Lichaira Purus Akeidah isi tzad meniya maisi bekolo isa maisi luchoni lizkov shalak robot. He wasn't commanded it, and it was a very sad issue. It wasn't a major issue, this whole major issue of the Maisa Akeidah. The actual Akeidah, the binding, was a very small part of it. It wasn't called the Akeidah. You take one small little prat, and then you name the whole thing after that little insignificant detail. Call it the Korban of Yitzchak, or the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak. Akeidah's Yitzchak. You see from here, obviously, we'll explain it later. See here that the Akeidah must have been the essence of what was going on. You don't call the whole Maisa of the Akeidah, which is wow, that was big, big stuff. You don't call that after a small little insignificant, you know, like a 10 shekel part of the story. Come on, Kaina, Kravosa Shalayel. Nichtova Betoyros Bar Chova. The shechting of the aisle is a major, major story, and we will actually see something that the bracha we mentioned earlier. I just want to point this out. We'll mention this. And the Meshach Chochma says this from one of my rabbis. The bracha of we just had it now. Oh yeah, Kiyana Asises Adova Ze. Kiyan, now that I understand that you just did this thing, what's this thing? So we always read it, how do we read it? Now that you did this thing, and not shechted your son, that this thing is not, you didn't hold back your son from me, but that's not on the chat. That's not how you learn a pasuk in Chumash. Dura Meneshi, that's how you learn a pasuk in Chumash. Kiyana, she says, Adova Azeh is one thing. Velo Chasach Tez Bincha Sifitcha, that's another thing. Oshu. Now, Kivarecha, Varecha, 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 now you get all the brachas. If you go through the Kaid, you'll see. First, Avram is about to shech the Yitzchok. Then Hashem stops him. No brachas yet. Then he goes off and he does the Akeid, the aisle. Then he comes back. Now the voice comes out. Now Hashem's up and says, "Well, now that you did this, the thing with the ram, now I'm going to give you all the brachos." What was the shechting Yitzhak wasn't enough? You prepared a shecht Yitzhak, you would have shechted him had you not stopped him. No, that's not enough. You don't get brachos for that.
Rabbi Sher?
Yeah. I knew you had
to. I saw a Peshat on this yesterday, actually, happened to be reading it, and Avraham had to do something from himself. It had to come from him. He had to do something which he wasn't commanded to do.
That's what you're trying to understand. That's what you're trying to understand. Wow, what's so important about that? Wow. God la mitzuva, yaisi me'ani mitzuva. That's what we have to understand. Good. That's exactly what we understand now. That's the question. So what did your Peshat say? The Peshat you saw, so how did they answer it? Menashe, what did they say? That you have to do it on your own. You have to do something on your own. The question is why? And why is that the Ikka? We know that's not the Ikka. The Ikka is God Lama Tsuva Yen Simani Mutsuva.
I didn't see the answer why. Yeah.
Oh, so that's what we're trying to understand. Yeah. We see that. Abraham does everything that Hashem tells him what to do, yet you're not getting any brachas for that. Sorry. Abraham Avinu goes and he finds some little sheep and he shechts a sheep. Wow, big deal, you know? Shechted a sheep. Wow, that's awesome. What, you know, big deal. Oh, wow, now that you did that, it's in the possible. Kiyana she'asise sadova hazeh. V'lo chasachta es bincha. The v'lo is telling you something new. There were two things going on here. And the brocha, you see, only comes after the sheetah's aisle. Why didn't give him the brocha straight away and then give him go kill sheep? So we have to understand, in Achinami, he had to do something on his own, the same as Yitzchok. You saw that in Yitzchok as well. The Akedah was the only thing Yitzchok did on his own, everything else was commanded. So that's what we're trying to understand. Why is that so chosher?
Rabbi, is this the aspect, doing something on our own, related to what you've spoken to us before about being Yachid? That we have our own individual service to Hashem, and each one of us is to find what can we volunteer to Him from our person.
Well, so let's see if that's right. Let's see if that's, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's dangerous to go. Let's see what the Chiroshim of that is. We need to understand the root of that, Yisod, in Achiname. Being an individual doesn't mean you step out of the realms of Torah, by the way. Being an individual, just we shouldn't make any mistakes here. Being an individual means is that you are Torah-tuned individual. Not that you just become your own person. You do whatever you want, because you get a feeling that that's what you're supposed to do. No, it has to be Torah-tuned. You see that by G'day Yisrael. You see it in the most beautiful, unbelievable expression of this. It always amazes me. Never ceased to amaze me, and doesn't cease to amaze me now. The more you get involved in Torah, and the more you connect it, and the more you keep in Torah, the more you would think you'd be like everybody else. You only see that by the cultish guys. You only see that down on the ground. You don't see that by the Gedolim. By the Gedolim, the more they get involved in Torah, and the more they keep in Torah, and the more they connect it to Torah, the more different they become from all the other Gedolim. Anyone had any experience with just the learning of let's say, just the pre-war Rosh Yeshivas? Pre-Rosh Yeshivas. Baruch Be, Rav Naftali, Rav Shimon Shkop, Rav Chaim, the Brisker. We have this forum today, we learn Rav Chonan. You see how unbelievably, radically different they were, and yet they were all Torah tuned. Totally. There were people that kept the Torah more than anybody else. And the more they kept the Torah, the more different they became from everybody else. It's unbelievable. It's not totally counterintuitive. You see that. In America, you saw that. All the revival of Yiddishkeit in America came from Talmidim of Slobodka. The most Slobodka Talmidim, Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Aaron perhaps not, although he was in Slobodka, but he was whatever, his other influences, but Rav Aaron for sure. Rav Ruderman, the Telzers, that all were shaykh to Slobodka. They were all Slobodka Talmidim, and they were radically different. Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, I mean, if you could find two people more opposite than Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, unbelievable. They loved each other, they worked together, they built America together. And yet they were radically different in their void and their Yiddishkeit. And yet who was keeping the Torah more accurately than them? For me, it's a beautiful thing in Yiddishkeit. That's what you're talking about, Rav Frank, that unbelievable individuality, Rav Gifter. I don't know if Rav Gifter was in Slobodka, Rav Avigdor Miller, bring me a bigger individual than Rav Avigdor Miller, who was completely connected to the entire Torah world in America. He'd gone on with all of them, and yet he was a rabid individual. I mean, it's quite astounding, quite astounding. Moshe and Rav Aaron used to speak in learning. I would never zeichet to see such a thing, but they could barely learn with each other. They were so different. They used to shout at each other. Like Moshe said, "You can't say that, Ron, so why not?" And boom, and they used to like scream at each other. They were in different world. Different worlds. Yeah, you saw it, the Chazanish and the Briskerov. A greater love for two people you would never find. Two people keeping the Torah with dikduk, unbelievable dikduk that you couldn't imagine, and they were so radically different. That's the beauty. Where you see everyone's the same is down at the bottom in the groupy cultish world where the Talmidim don't know what they do, so they just copy the Rebbe and they just pretend to be the Rebbe. That's not the job. That's not the job. The job is to become yourself, a Torah tuned yourself. So that's the challenge. That's not so posh, especially today when we're so clothed and cultish and cookie cutter production world. It's very hard to be yourself and still, you know, maintain sanity. But yeah, I'm glad you raised that. We'll see. There's another nukud here which has to come out as well. Let's try and get to it. So the aisle as well, the shchita of the aisle, I just have to belabor that because you see it in the psukim. It's mamash poshut staring in the face and you don't see it. So Chazal lo gerin lanu dvor mikfoyni shaloylam ki aisle zeh nivru b'sheshes yimei breshes shamashmoshes. This aisle wasn't just some sheep that happened to have got lost in the mountain, and everyone was, wow, what a coincidence, that sheep was there. Wow, I needed to shecht something. And I have this enormous desire to kill something, and I couldn't kill my son, so I need to kill something, get rid of a little bit of my, adrenaline. Let me put it into the sheep, and there happened to be a sheep walking around. The sheep was created, the sheishes in my gracious. There was nothing wasted from this sheep. Everything was used for kedusha. The sinews were used to make the strings of David's kino. The skin was the cloak that Eliyahu wore. Its left horn was used for the shofar when we got the Torah, and the right horn is going to be the shofar of Mashiach. So this was no some little shepsela that was walking around that Abram got hold of. This was some wow sheep, man. It was created. Sheshes vibrations was sitting there waiting for this moment. It happened to be there, caught up in the bushes with its horns, and every part of it gets used for the most unbelievable Roman speaker event. When we blow shofar, we try and always use a shofar of an isle because it reminds us of the Isle of Yitzhak. Whenever we bring a korban of an isle, it's ma'ir, it arouses the remembrance of Yitzhak. Obviously, there's not a place to go into all the Chazal dealing with this Nakuda. What comes out of this, we can't understand all of this, we can't go into this. What we do understand is that the Akedah, the actual binding, even though it seems a minor issue, was essence, it was essential. And we see that the aisle, the shchit of the aisle, there's something very big going on. You're also, once again, Mahuti. Mamash cuts to the core of what this thing was about when it seemingly seems to be a very sad, small issue. You asked to kill your son and you were prepared to do that, you're just about to do it, you didn't do it. And then you go kill a sheep. And everything, all we talk about is the killing of the sheep. Wow, he killed the sheep, he already killed the sheep, Avram killed the sheep. Avram killed the sheep. Come on, you know how many sheep he must have killed till then? You know, I mean, he was shechting cows for his visitors without any hagbolas. So that obviously wasn't the story. Obviously, these things once again too big for us, but we have to. We see that there's something very important lurking in here, deep secrets lurking in here. Tomorrow we'll go further, try and understand what we're able to take from here, what we're able to understand from these two aspects. The Maase HaKedah, which he wasn't told to do, it seems to be a very small thing, but that comes out to be the issue. That's the Almayim, Akedah Yitzhak, and the Shechting of the Isle, which also seems to be a very secondary part of the story, and it seems to be that was the whole story.
Rabbi Shai, can I ask a question? The vote which I was reading about yesterday, it was in relation to Chukim and Mishpatim. Yeah, we don't get this ultimate schar unless we keep both. We can't just choose to keep the mishpatim because they make sense. We have to keep the chukim as well. So the Masa Akeda was brought in relation to that. Avram's natural inclination when he's told to take his son up, you know, to the mountain, his understanding was as a korban, his natural inclination would not have been one of happiness, but still, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, why? To fill the Ratzon of Hashem, it's purely the Ratzon of Hashem. When he was told to stop, he was afraid that his natural inclination might be one of Simcha. It's like, phew, I've been told not to do it. But no, his natural inclination was still to fulfill the will of Hashem, who now Hashem had told him, don't bring your son as the korban, but he still felt that he had to keep the original Ratzon of Hashem, even though he didn't understand it, and look for the aisle so he could fulfill that as well. He was trying to be Mekayim, you know, receiving the reward for keeping Chukim and Mishpatim. That was
excellent. I think that's the Meshes Chochmas Pshat, if I remember it correctly. I think that's what he was saying. Now, it wasn't like if it was me up there and Hashem says, okay, don't kill your son, you go, shoo, boch Hashem, you know, you find a rock and you sit down and you just like, you know, you sweat it out, you your brow, and you just like, you know, you just, wow, you're so, the simchadik that, wow, my son's going to live. No, that's not, if you have a look in the Sforno, Menashe, go have a look in the Sforno, he explains what's tachas benoi. What does it mean that Avram shechted the al tachas benoi? What do you mean tachas benoi? You were supposed to kill your son. You didn't kill your son. So now you shecht the sheep. Shechting the sheep instead of Yitzhak. Why is it tachas?
Because maybe Yitzhak went
to No. You're answering too quickly. No. Sorry. Yeah, it's Banner's money, but I'm still going to be nasty. I don't get masters because it's Banner's money. No. Go look at the Sforno there. See if you can work out what the Sforno is trying to tell you. And then come back to me tomorrow and tell me what the Sforno says. Let's see. The question's a good question, no? Let the question sit. Enjoy the question. The question's bigger than the answer, I promise you. Go have a look at the Sforno. But I want you to have the pleasure of the Sforno. I want you to enjoy the Sforno. You'll never forget that Sforno.
I don't have the Sforno.
You'll borrow Mikros Gedolos. You'll ask somebody for a Sforno. You'll get your neighbor. Somebody's got a Sforno. Go have a look. But tomorrow you haven't found it. I'll give you a...
But can I just mention one Peshat that I did here years ago from Rabbi Wagensberg? He brought one of the Mephoroshim. There's only one Mephoroshim who says this, that Yitzhak was actually shechted, and he was up there, up in the Shemayim. When Avram brought the Ayil, Tachas B'nai, it was literally in this universe, on this planet, literally below, on this earth, where Yitzhak was. He meant Tachas, literally, not metaphorically.
No, but now you've just stepped out of the Meshes Chochma. I don't want you to step, that's the whole point. I want you to stay in the Meshes Chochma and go look at the Sforno. You're bringing me a Zohar now that was going in the heavens. Hello, Zeli. I don't get any pleasure from a pshat like that. I want you to go get real simcha from learning a shtickle Sforno.
Okay, I'll find
out. Stay in the Meshes Chochma and go see what now the Sforno says and see if you can understand what the Sforno is saying. You'll get so much pleasure from it.
Okay.
Yeah, that his neshama, that Yitzhak's neshama went into the iron, and that's the ashes. Understand it, gewaldig. But the law is a legal kach. That's those are nice pshatim, chas v'chelila. That's Torah. I'm not saying not. But you stepped into the Sforno, into the Meshes Chochma. It's gewaldig. And now there's a Sforno there. I'm just giving you a little bit of pleasure. Go have a look at the Sforno. I can tell you what the Sforno says. I don't want to do that. I want you to go and see it and work it out for yourself.
Okay.
So you get real pleasure, becomes your Torah. The same chelkein of a Torah secher becomes your Torah, not somebody else's Torah. Well, go find the Sforno. Mamash from Tachas Benoi. See what he says. It's very cryptic. Okay. But if you work it out, you'll get enormous, enormous pleasure.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. What can I do? I'm still wearing a tie, you see. It's, even though it's Banner's money, I'm still wearing a tie, so I'm allowed to be whatever. Okay. I apologize. No, don't
do it.
I'm not apologizing. That was another mistake. I'm not apologizing. Go have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourselves, Rabbi Yitzhak. Shkoyach.